Books on Tape presents Split Estate by Charlotte Bacon, read by Kate Redding. Part 1. We want the spring to come and the winter to pass. We want whoever to call or not call, a letter, a kiss. We want more and more and more, and then more of it. But there are moments, walking, when I catch a glimpse of myself in the window glass, say the window of the corner video store, and I'm gripped by a cherishing so deep for my own blowing hair, chapped face, and unbuttoned coat that I'm speechless. I am living. I remember you. Marie Howe, What the Living Do. 2004, Arthur. In April, the second woman jumped. It happened again, was all Cam told Arthur. Oh, God, Arthur said into the receiver. He had his palm on his forehead, the light angled in a golden wedge across his desk, his papers, dust sharpened to particles of gray diamond. The news about Laura had created the same terrible brilliance. He'd also found out by phone, and again the day, which had been pressing steadily forward, had snapped as inevitably as bad rope. "Mrs. Van Buren," his son said, "the mother of this kid in eighth grade." He was trying hard to school his voice to calmness. "We knew her." A face swam into Arthur's mind. Someone in a plaid taffeta shirt at Christmas parties, cheeks round as plates. "I'll be right there. I'll leave now," Arthur said, gathering pens, fumbling at the lock on his briefcase. As he swayed...